I'm talking to Phil Grigger, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Scotland's Colleges 2013. Phil, could you just tell us a bit about what the report covers?
Well, this report looks at the financial position of Scotland's college sector in 2011-12 and how much education colleges delivered. It also looks at the sector's progress towards structural reform, which is due to complete by the end of 2013, and some of the key issues that colleges are likely to face in the next few years.
Okay, what have you found?
Well, firstly, we found that colleges' finances continue to be generally sound, but their income has fallen, and they achieve this financial position by cost-cutting, largely through reducing staff numbers. And funding for colleges from the Scottish Government will continue to fall in real terms, that is, allowing for inflation, over the next few years, and colleges are also being reclassified as public bodies, which may restrict their ability to build up financial surpluses. We also found that the college sector has sustained the level of education it delivers, and it continues to meet its targets. Colleges are increasingly focusing on full-time courses and on younger people, in line with Scottish Government policy, and this may limit opportunities for other groups of people who prefer to study part-time. And finally, we report that the sector is restructuring into 13 college regions, with the aims of making efficiency savings and providing education which better meets local needs. And some colleges are merging as part of this process, and the total number of colleges will reduce from 37 in 2011-12 to just 21 by the end of this year.
Okay, what are the biggest pressures on colleges' budgets and finances?
Well, since 2011, the Scottish Government has announced budget increases for colleges totalling around £130 million. But despite this, colleges still face an 11% real terms cut in Scottish Government revenue funding between 2011-12 and the end of the current spending review period in 2014-15. Colleges do have other sources of income, such as funding from the EU, but these are unlikely to offset the planned reductions in government funding. We report that colleges managed to reduce their costs by around £100 million in real terms in 2011-12, which was about a 13% decrease, but they will have to continue reducing their costs to compensate for these reductions in funding.
Okay, you said earlier that colleges have been laying off teaching staff as part of the cost reductions. How many staff have gone? Are there colleges where there are particularly high numbers of redundancies? And what's been the impact on education?
Well, during 2011-12, there was a net reduction of around 1,200 full-time equivalent staff, and this was around 9% of the total. In percentage terms, James Watt College lost the most staff, just over 20%, and South Lanarkshire College lost the fewest, less than 2%. It's important to note that colleges planned these staff reductions as a means of achieving efficiency savings. We recognise that staff costs account for the majority of a college's revenue spending, so it's understandable that colleges consider reducing staff numbers as a key way of making savings. But it also creates risks to maintaining the amount and quality of education they provide. And that's why we recommend in our report that colleges identify the risks associated with reducing staff numbers and take appropriate steps to minimise their impact.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, we make a number of recommendations in our report for the Scottish Government, the Scottish Funding Council and for colleges themselves. And two recommendations we'd like to highlight are that the Scottish Government and the Scottish Funding Council should monitor the progress in achieving savings and other benefits from college mergers to help with financial planning, and also work with colleges and the new college regions to assess and manage the effect of colleges' reclassification as public bodies on their financial position.